Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. That theme is Cottontail, and the band is Ellington. I just had a call about that. And I'd like to start, first of all, a little bit about the language. It changes because people use it. And sometimes a technical term might come into the vocabulary. Right after World War II, the term supersonic. And I'm going to play Joe Swanson. He's a reed player, meaning clarinet and saxophones. And he had a band, and good one, in Hollywood. Didn't record enough, as far as I'm concerned. 1946, for a record company called Recorded in Hollywood. And the subtitle of his band is The Supersonic Sound of Tomorrow. So, The Supersonic Sound of Tomorrow, 1946, Joe Swanson.
Thank you.
Joe Swanson and his orchestra, The Supersonic Sound of Tomorrow, Hollywood 1946, for Recorded in Hollywood Records, Brooks Bowman, East of the Sun, and Paul Villapeek, Thrust, and some of the soloists in the band, Buddy Collette playing flute and alto, Wardell Gray, tenor saxophone, Jerry Wiggins on piano, Irving Ashby, guitar, Joe Comfort, string bass. Continuing on with the word idea that I mentioned, Atomic Records came about exactly at the same time. Atomic, and so you, if you were young at that time, it'd be cool, far out. And right, I mean, that's how that goes. Dodo Marmarosa, the L.A. pianist, made some wonderful records for Atomic Records. In 1946, in Los Angeles, he asked Ray Brown to join him on string bass and Jackie Mills on drums. Dodo's Blues, written by Marmarosa, and How High the Moon by Morgan Lewis, with the addition of the great tenor saxophonist Lucky Thompson. Dodo Marmarosa at the piano, his trio, plus tenor saxophonist Lucky Thompson, for Atomic Records in Los Angeles, 1946. Dodo's Blues, written by him. How High the Moon, written by Morgan Lewis. Ray Brown bass, Jackie Mills drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Leos Graduate College of Saybrook University, presenting a symposium with Leos faculty, exploring the subject of building families of greater integrity and wholeness, Thursday, May 20th. More at lios.org or 425-968-3400.
One of the early record companies was Black Swan. It was put together by Harry Pace and his friend, composer W.C. Handy. And their house pianist, a matter of fact, was a chemistry student at the local university by the name of Fletcher Henderson, who went on to have his own band, of course. And one of the stars of the Black Swan catalog was Ethel Waters, great singer. We're going to hear Memphis Man and Midnight Blues sung by her. And pretty much, not totally, but almost a membership of the Fletcher Henderson band behind her. Howard Scott, cornet, Harry Brashear on trombone, Clarence Robinson, clarinet, Fletcher's on piano, and Johnny Mitchell on banjo. Here's Ethel Waters.
A little cafe. not like nobody ever loved before. If you know your business man is, 'cause he's so different when loving begins.
The great Ethel Waters, 1923, for Black Swan Records, Memphis Man and Midnight Blues. I got a email from Eddie, who says he just lives outside Topeka, Kansas. And he asked specifically for this record. It's the first 78 record for Victor that Benny Goodman made with his orchestra in 1935. Hunkadoola, arranged by Dean Kincaid for the band, and the Dixieland Band by Bernie Hannigan and Johnny Mercer, with Kincaid arranging and also vocal by Helen Ward. For Eddie and for you, Benny Goodman.
Yeah. got a man that went to the Lord, and that he's a pitiful glory, the story of the Dixieland Band. Now they're up in heaven and they're happy at last, 'cause they found a trumpet man who really can blast. The way he swings him is an awful shame. He can really do it, Gabriel is his name.
The set started with Benny Goodman's orchestra, and the first record he made in a contract with Victor Records in 1935. And we heard Hunkadola, written by Jack Yellen and Cliff Friend and Joe Meyer, and the Dixieland Band by Bernie Hannigan, lyric by Johnny Mercer and sung to us by Helen Ward. Both of them beautifully arranged for Goodman by Dean Kincaid. And to chase the Dixieland Band, to give you another flavor of it, Art Tatum in Los Angeles, 1953, for Clef Records, solo piano. And I'm going to continue with Tatum in a moment, but this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pierce College, announcing the 37th Annual Jazz Expo, Sunday, May 23rd, featuring the Jeff Hamilton Trio, a master class at Tacoma School of the Arts at noon, and an evening performance at Stadium High School at 5 p.m. Details online at pierce.ctc.edu.
Now, Art Tatum, on the same time in Los Angeles, 1953, is going to do Begin the Begin by Cole Porter. And then the hit record of Artie Shaw and his orchestra and his clarinet and Jerry Gray's arrangement of Begin the Begin, which came out on one of Victor's labels, Bluebird, a little cheaper, I guess, 35 cents rather than 70, something like that, and was a tremendous hit, not only for Shaw, but for Cole Porter, everybody. And it's an amazing piece because it's not of the standard form that we're going on. I don't want to make this too much of like a class, but it is interesting because it just progresses over a period of 100 and some measures and never does go into the standard AABA or part one, part two, whatever. There are parts, but it's knitted together in a very interesting way. And of course, Porter was that way. Art Tatum, Begin the Begin, 1953, Artie Shaw and his orchestra, 1938.
Thank you.
chasing Begin the Beguine, and for those of you that don't know, and I'm not trying to insult those who do, because a lot don't, because I have people listening who are 12 years old. The Beguine is a dance, B-E-G-U-I-N-E, and Art Tatum played it solo piano in 1953 in Los Angeles for Clef Records. It was written by Cole Porter. And for Bluebird Records in 1938, the big hit record of that, Artie Shaw and his orchestra, his clarinet, the arrangement by Jerry Gray, and some tenor saxophone work in there by Tony Pastor. Begin the Beguine right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Cornish College of the Arts, offering summer courses for adult and young artists in dance, music, art, and design. More information and registration available online at cornish.edu.
I'd like to chase Whisper Not. This is a composition by Benny Golson. And we will hear a 1957 recording of Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra, with some work by Gillespie, of course, on trumpet and Golson's tenor, alto saxophonist Ernie Henry and pianist Wynton Kelly. Then to 1966, Ella Fitzgerald with Marty Paich and his orchestra, so that we might hear the lyric. It hadn't a lyric for a long time, and Leonard Feather, the encyclopedist, was asked to add a lyric, and Golson liked it, and everybody else did too, and so did Paige and Ella Fitzgerald. Whisper Not by Benny Golson, Dizzy Gillespie, followed by Ella Fitzgerald.
Sing low, sing clear, sweet words in my ear, not a whisper of despair, but love's own prayer. Sing on until you bring back the thrill of a sentimental tune that died too soon. A harmony was lost, but you forgave, I forgot. Whisper not of quarrels past, you know we've had our last, so now we'll be on key constantly. Love will whisper on eternally. But you know we still can make up if we forget them all and answer Cupid's call. Whispers of trouble are an echo of the past. All it'll take to lose my gloom is just a whisper, not of rumors, but of your love for me. And that's how it's got to be. So now we on key constantly, love will whisper on eternally. Sing low, sing clear, sweet words in my ear, love will whisper on eternally.
Whisper Not, written by Benny Golson and performed by Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra first, 1957, for Norgran, with a Golson arrangement and a tenor sax solo by him, Gillespie's trumpet, Ernie Henry's alto, Wynton Kelly's piano, and a beautiful arrangement by Golson of that, the light part of tiptoeing. Whisper Not. Ella Fitzgerald doing the lyric of Leonard Feather to a beautiful arrangement by Marty Paich and his orchestra for Ella Fitzgerald, 1966, also in Los Angeles, and for Verve Records, Whisper Not. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Keynote Records owned and operated by not the most important person. The most important person in Keynote was Harry Lim. He was the A&R guy, which means artist and repertory, or repertoire, depending on which way you want to pronounce it. It means he got the people there, the bands that they wanted, the individuals, and then the material they were going to use. Well, he didn't do the second part that much. He said, come on in and play some stuff. And the Kansas City Seven did that, meaning Lester Young, tenor saxophone, Count Basie, piano, Freddie Green, guitar, Rodney Richardson, on bass and Joe Jones on drums, with Buck Clayton trumpet and Dickie Wells on the trombone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kansas City 7, 1944 for Keynote Records. And that means Buck Clayton trumpet, Dickie Wells trombone, Lester Young tenor sax, Bill Basie, known as Count Basie, at the piano, Freddie Green guitar, Rodney Richardson bass, and Joe Jones on the drums. In the style of Kansas City, that is lots of riffing, meaning rhythmic patterns, because the dancers loved it. Plus, it's easy to do, and you don't have to pack music around with you. I mean, somebody in the section of a big band would get an idea, and then they pass it along the line. Shh, be quiet about this, and then we'll bring it on. And it worked, and exchanging four measures between the band and the soloist and so on. And the dancers loved it, as did listeners to their 70 records at home. We heard Lester Leaps Again, put together by Buck Clayton, After Theater Jump, put together by Dickie Wells, Six Cats and a Prince. I have to explain that one. Cat for musicians. Here come a bunch of cats. We're going to play. And the Prince part is on the label of the Keynote record. Basie, for some reason, probably a contract, is known as Prince Charming. Now, what's, you know, obvious and funny about that is that anybody listening to the record knows who it is. And Destination Kansas City, a composition by Buck Clayton. Kansas City 7, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Coastal Kitchen on Capitol Hill and the Garfield Book Company in Tacoma, both partners in KPLU's Think Local, Buy Local program. More local tidbits are online at kplu.org/thinklocal. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
Well, a request came in from Nancy in Sacramento who wanted to hear the following two pieces, arrangements by Hal Mooney for Peggy Lee, done in Los Angeles, 1955.
What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? What can I do to prove it to you? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ever be mean to you. If I didn't care, I wouldn't feel like I do. I was all wrong, but right or wrong, I don't blame you. Why should I take somebody like you and shame you? I know that I made you cry, and I'm so sorry, dear. What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? Shame you. I know that I made you cry, sorry. Sugar, I call my baby my sugar. I never maybe my sugar. That's why my baby is so confectionary funny. I never plead for his money, 'cause when I feed him on honey, I get my needs every time. I'd make a million trips to his lips if I were a bee, 'cause they are sweeter than any candy to me. He is granulated sugar. I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar. That sugar baby of mine.
Peggy Lee, 1955, in Los Angeles for Decca Records, and Hal Mooney's arrangements for her of What Can I Say After I Say I'm Sorry, written by Walter Donaldson and Abe Lyman, and Sugar, Maceo Pinkard and Edna Alexander, some of the soloists, Dick Cathcart on trumpet, Matty Matlock, clarinet, Eddie Miller, tenor, Dick McDonough, guitar, and Nick Fatool on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and happy to be here on Sundays. And last week and the week before, lots of calls coming in. We talked about finding out where you are and people talking, communicating, you know, rather than screaming at each other. And it was quite fun to hear from so many people. Joe Sullivan is going to come up in a moment and play Fidgety Feet. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Bainbridge Island Downtown Association and member Heart Clothing Store. Partners in the KPLU Think Local, Buy Local program, Bainbridge Island is home to dozens of locally owned restaurants, stores, wineries, and lodgings. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest. Thank you.
Chicago's own Joe Sullivan, playing Fidgety Feet, written by Nick LaRocca, recorded by Disc Records, December 1945. Joe Sullivan. Miff Mole, that's his name. He didn't come out of Mad Magazine. No. A real trombone player with that name, a real name, Miff Mole. And he called his band the Little Molers. 1927 for OK Records. Red Nichols plays cornet, Mole on trombone, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, Fud Livingston, tenor and arrangements, Adrian Rollini, bass saxophone, Arthur Schutt playing the piano, Dick McDonough, banjo, Eddie Lang, guitar, and Vic Burton on the drums.
Thank you.
Miff Mole and his trombone and his little molars for OK Records, 1927. Red Nichols cornet, Mole trombone, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, Fud Livingston arrangements and tenor. And Nichols, I should have said, also had a hand in the arrangements. Adrian Rollini, bass saxophone. Arthur Schutt played the piano. Dick McDonough, banjo. Eddie Lang, guitar. Vic Burton on drums. What'd they play? Feeling No Pain. Fud Livingston wrote that one. Original Dixieland One Step, another composition by Nick LaRocca. We played Fidgety Feet a little bit ago. And My Gal Sal, a pop tune from 1905, written by Paul Dresser, the brother of Theodore Dreiser, the writer. My Gal Sal. Miff Mole and his little molars right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Chorus and Orchestra of Bellevue First Presbyterian Church, presenting Haydn's Creation, May 21st and 22nd, featuring soloist Terry Richter, Ross Hauck, and Morgan Smith. Tickets at brownpapertickets.com and information at bellpress.org.
Thank you.
That was Art Hodes, pianist Art Hodes, and editor. He had a wonderful magazine called Jazz Record, where he reviewed records, talked about them, and so on, pretty much through the 1940s. Solo Art Records, put together by Dan Quayle, who just wanted to record piano soloists, and that's fine. Wonderful record. Ross Tavern Boogie by Hodes and Southside Shuffle, referring to Chicago, by Hodes, 1939. And for a few records anyway, or maybe more than a few, I'm doing what I call flip side. That was a 10-inch record, and you turn it over, and it has something else on the other side. So next up in the flip side is Manny Nichols from Houston, 1949.
Be word all time. Yes, I'm word now, baby. Look like I'm gonna be word all time. Yes, I'm word so much, baby. I believe I'm gonna lose my mind. Now work with it, boys. Back, baby. Try me one more time. Take me back, baby. Try me one more time. If you don't take me back, baby, I believe I'm gonna leave and I lose my mind. Well, well. You know I lay down every morning just to break a day. Think about my baby. She's on her way, but I'm wild about my baby. That's about to leave my mind. And I'm lonesome, baby. Old little man. Just take your time. Work with a long time, Mr. Worker. Time I get up, baby. Won't talk for you, talk to me. Got another old man across town. Now you wanna be jealous, you can be. I can't use you, baby. I believe I'm got to let you go. Miles down the line. Now all our nation don't mean me no good. All our nation don't mean me no good. She was so low down, like the woman I loved in the neighborhood. Well, work with it now. Take me back down to Zana. Call my daddy, sugar boy. down Louisiana, baby. On my daddy's sugar bowl. As you know, when I get out there, going on in the world, going wrong. Shake it, little boy. Take your time, work with it right. Go back down there. Want a thing in the world be going on wrong. I'll whip it just a little bit right there. Don't get good to right here, people. Let me wake just a little bit. I ain't paid this old rain to get tired yet.
Manny Nichols, 1949, in Houston, for Lucky Records. His guitar, his voice, Walkin' Talkin' Blues, and Tall Skinny Mama Blues. Manny Nichols. Shelly Mann now, great drummer. And his septet, his first record for himself as a leader for DG Records, record company put together by Dizzy Gillespie. This is from Chicago in 1951. The Count on Rush Street, written by Bill Russo, and pretty much based on the jazz standard After You've Gone. And All of Me, and on that one, Shelly Mann's going to sing for you. The septet, Conti Condoli, trumpet, Bill Russo, trombone and arrangements, Art Pepper, alto saxophone, Bob Cooper, tenor, Gene Esposito on piano, Don Bagley, string bass, and Shelly on the drums.
of me? Why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my lips. I want to lose them. Take my arms. I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? Take all. Are you blind? I'm nowhere without you. Take my lips. Take my heart. Take my babu doobie. Take my arms. I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? Now you took the best, so why not take a rest? Baby, take all of me.
Shelly Mann, his first record as a leader, his voice, and his drumming. Septet in Chicago in 1951 for DG Records. The Count on Rush Street, written by Bill Russo, who played trombone in the band. And All of Me, written in 1931 by Gerald Marks and Seymour Simons. Connie Gandoli's fine trumpet and Russo's trombone. Art Pepper, alto saxophone. Bob Cooper, tenor. Gene Esposito on piano. Don Bagley, string bass, and Shelley, of course, on the drums. You're listening to The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. A flip side, turning 10-inch 78s. Earl Hines now, in two different times, two different places. These came out on Bluebird, and Victor, owning Bluebird, issued them later. So they're both sides, so I'm still being honest about flip side. First up, from 1940, Jelly Jelly, written by Earl Hines and Billy Eckstein, arranged by Jimmy Mundy for Eckstein to sing. Then from 1942, Stormy Monday Blues by T-Bone Walker, with Eckstein's chance to sing again, and a Robert Crowder arrangement. He's the tenor player. Earl Hines, twice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Billy Eckstein singing with Earl Hines' band, Earl Hines at the piano, his orchestra. First up, Hollywood 1940, Jelly Jelly, arranged by Jimmy Mundy. Scoops Carey played the alto solo and the guitar work by Hurley Ramey. And that very abstract clarinet solo was Bud Johnson. Then a jump to New York City, 1942, and T-Bone Walker's Stormy Monday Blues with Eckstein singing, Robert Crowder doing the arrangement, Shorty McConnell, trumpet soloist, and Clifton Best coming in to take over on the guitar from Ramey, Earl Hines and his orchestra. Two different places, flip side of the same record. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Solal Credit Union. With branches in Capitol Hill, Lake Union, Northgate, Tukwila, and Bellevue, Solal is nonprofit and member-owned, helping people stay financially healthy since 1948. Learn more at solalcu.org. That's S-A-L-A-L-C-U.org.
Eddie, who lives in the Huntington Park area of Los Angeles, wanted to hear Miles Davis from 1951, a prestige record. He wanted to hear Blue Room, written by Richard Rodgers, and Morpheus, written by pianist John Lewis.
Thank you.
Miles Davis for Prestige Records, 1951. And that means Miles trumpet and Benny Green playing the trombone. Sonny Rollins, tenor. John Lewis, piano. Percy Heath on bass and Roy Haynes on the drums. Blue Room, written by Richard Rodgers. And Morpheus by John Lewis. Miles Davis. And that was for Eddie down in the Huntington Park area of Los Angeles. Edna called, or wrote, I should say, and wanted to hear Fats Waller. Edna says she lives in the south side of Chicago, and her dad supposedly spent time in the alimony jail with Fats Waller. Well, from reading, I know that Fats did. In those days, it was pretty harsh. You miss your payment. You might as well just take your jammies with you. Edna wants to hear this. It's a record from 1935 for Victor. Bill Coleman plays the trumpet. Gene Sedgwick, longtime reed player, plays clarinet and tenor. Fats, of course, on the piano and singing. Al Casey, guitar. Charlie Turner on bass. And Harry Dial on the drums.
Thank you. what you see. You'll never frown on baby Brown that meets the Georgia Queen. She's sure some jolly prancer and just past 17. There's none in town like baby Brown that meets the Georgia Queen. Cute and pretty and got that certain thing. You know the rest. Can't help flirting, make that curtain ring down on the bell. She's always bound to win, sir. I'm saying just what I mean. My money's down on that baby Brown that meets me, Georgia Queen. Yeah! Kick me on out there now. Yeah!
Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm, 1935, for Victor, his piano, and his singing. Because of Once Upon a Time, written by Harry Stride and Bernie Malton, and Baby Brown, written by Fats' longtime friend, Alex Hill. Gene Cedric's clarinet, Bill Coleman's trumpet, Al Casey guitar, Charlie Turner on string bass, and Harry Dial playing the drums. Fats Waller, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle University, where Transform Your Summer features learning opportunities with new ideas, experiences, and connections for all ages in the heart of Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. Online at seattleu.edu/summer.
Thank you.
Tad Dameron and his orchestra, his compositions, his arrangements, his piano, Kasbah, and Sid's Delight. Fats Navarro, trumpet, Kai Winding, trombone, Sahib Shahab, alto saxophone, otherwise known as his mother named him, Edmund Gregory, Dexter Gordon, tenor, Cecil Payne, baritone saxophone, Curly Russell, bass, Kenny Clark, on drums, and Vidal Bulado and Diego Ibarra, playing the Latin percussion. Tad Dameron and his orchestra. Here's Claire Austin.
Again, then I will meet all those
Claire Austin for Good Time Jazz Records, Los Angeles, 1954. The World's Jazz Crazy, written by Trixie Smith. And Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, written by Jimmy Cox. Kid Ory was playing the trombone, Don Ewell, piano, Ed Garland, bass, Minor Hall, drums. Claire Austin on 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Theater Group. Proud to welcome saxophonist Sonny Rollins May 10th at the Paramount Theater for his first Northwest performance in 15 years. Tickets available at stgpresents.org.
Now I'd like to take you to Kansas City, Missouri, 1945, to hear Julia Lee. She's going to play the piano and she's going to sing for you.
Did you ever dream lucky? Wake up cold and hand. Did you ever dream lucky? Wake up cold and hand. Oh, blues had you, another woman had your man. Nothing but a good woman wanting her man. The blues ain't nothing but a good woman wanting her man. She can't get him when she wants him. She'll have to take him when she can. Now you are alone.
From Kansas City, Julia Lee playing the piano and singing. 1945 for Premier, two sides of that record. Dream Lucky Blues, written by her. And that line, the way she phrased the line, the blues ain't nothing. It's just a good woman wantin'. Some kind of line. Ben Curtis, string bass, and Baby Lovett on drums. And then the full band, led by Tommy Douglas, who played the saxophone solo, and Clarence Davis on the trumpet of Sweet Lotus Blossom, written by Lee Turner. I'd like to go out with, at least start to go out, with Charlie Parker, 1947. Bird of Paradise, he wrote it based on Jerome Kern's All the Things You Are. And Dexterity, based on Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. And Charlie, of course, playing the alto saxophone, Miles Davis trumpet, Duke Jordan piano, Tommy Potter bass, and Max Roach on the drums.
Thank you.
Charlie Parker, 1947 for Dial Records. Changing a lot of things in those years. Innovative. Bird of Paradise. That's Charlie Parker's Working of All the Things You Are by Jerome Kern. And Dexterity, another line based on the harmonic structure of I Got Rhythm, written by George Gershwin. Miles Davis on trumpet, Charlie Parker alto, Duke Jordan on piano, Tommy Potter bass, and Max Roach playing the drums. I think I have time for this. Here's Albert Ammon's 1939 solo piano for Blue Note Records and his very haunting and beautiful Chicago in Mind. Albert Ammons for Blue Note Records, 1939, and his composition, Chicago in mind. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.